My friends, one of the most common subjects of early Christian art is Jesus the Good Shepherd. And no symbol, including the cross, was more important in the early community than the image of the Good Shepherd. And if you go to Rome and visit the Catacomb of St. Domitilla, you will see the beautiful fresco of a young Jesus pictured with a sheep draped around his shoulders, symbolizing that as the Good Shepherd, Jesus will lead his followers to paradise. And if you look closely at the photos of Pope Francis, you will notice that his silver pectoral cross is this very depiction of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So on this fourth Sunday of Easter, the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is one we return to each year in the Easter Sunday Gospels. For the early Christians, the image of the shepherd expressed a closeness and an intimacy with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, for many people in the ancient world, shepherding was more than an occupation. It was their life and their very identity. The life of shepherds was anything but carefree. Shepherds were held absolutely liable for every single sheep entrusted to their care. Good shepherds, motivated by a sense of responsibility, considered it a matter of honor to lay down their lives for the sheep in their charge. And in the gospel reading today, we are treated to the response of the sheep to the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. It's an image of intimacy, of listening and being attentive. Jesus is telling us that we belong to him and speaks of himself as a shepherd. And his words indicate that the sheep are his. In the wilderness, a shepherd will call out to the flock, gently speaking the names of the sheep. And for the sheep to hear the voice of their shepherd is to know that they are safe. But my friends, do we really hear the voice of our Good Shepherd? And do we really listen? Good listening is a skill that many of us don't have because we're too distracted, too judgmental, too preoccupied with our own agendas. We have short attention spans and spend too much time thinking about what we have to say instead of listening to what's being said to us. This is especially true when we try to listen to other people. And it's true when we try to listen to God. Because so much of our relationship with God depends on our hearing, actually, our listening. Yet as often as God speaks to us, being able to hear God's message depends on whether we are tuned in to receive it. There's a story of Frank, who was worried that the woman he was married to for 50 years was going deaf. So one day when she was working in the garden, he went out and stood on the other side of the yard, about 30 feet behind her, and called out, "Mary!" No answer. Frank came 15 feet closer. "Mary!" Still no answer. Frank was getting worried. "Worse than I expected," he thought. He went right up behind her, almost touching her as she knelt over her planting. "Mary!" This time a response. For the third time, "Frank, what is it?" Brothers and sisters, our world has gotten louder. Our ears get assaulted so much that it's a wonder we can hear the quiet, intimate, and gentle voices at all. We hear so much noise. We hear lots of talk and lots of yelling. Ads play on TV several decibels louder than the programs they interrupt. People who can't really sing shout their way into short-lived fame. So-called idols, all in the name of art. But are they the ones we most really want to hear? Or are they just like Frank in the little story I just told, not knowing they're deaf, thinking it's someone else's problem? My friends, hearing Jesus the Good Shepherd's voice and being faithful to Jesus' call to follow him involves us in the harsh realities of the world in which we live. As our first reading today reminds us, we will be met with suffering and rejection and jealousy and persecution. However, no matter what the cost of following Jesus, we are never alone, nor are we abandoned to our own resources. Because the risen Jesus is always present within us. And that, my friends, is the good news of the Easter Gospels. And in a world torn by war and violence and ethnic conflict, and divided by religious, historical, and economic barriers, Jesus brings us hope. Our Good Shepherd promises us that no human life is meaningless or forgotten by God. Because Jesus will shepherd us and lead us to springs of living water and will wipe away every tear from our eye. This is what Good Shepherd Sunday is all about. It's all about a God who so deeply cares for and loves us that his only son became the lamb of sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, Jesus the Good Shepherd calls us to listen consciously, deliberately, and wisely for his voice in the depths of our hearts. To listen for his voice in the love, in the joy, in the pain and anguish, in the cries for mercy and justice of those all around us. In his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis challenges us today to get involved by word and deed in people's lives. Jesus knelt and washed the disciples' feet, our Holy Father reminds us, and invited the disciples to do the same. Evangelizers, our Holy Father says, thus take on the smell of the sheep, and the sheep are willing to hear his voice. My friends, to embrace the true joy of this Easter season is to open our hearts and our spirits, our minds and our consciousness to hear the voice of God in our midst, and then to echo that voice in our living out of the gospel of the Easter Christ. Created in the image and the likeness of the Lamb, we, brothers and sisters, are called to follow him wherever he leads. And to do this, we must remain faithful to the grace of God, acting as instruments of salvation, striving for justice, and allowing joy in the Holy Spirit to be pervasively present in everything that we do. So as we mark Good Shepherd Sunday, let us pray for the call each of us has as Catholic Christians and persons of faith. How can we follow the Good Shepherd's example? How can we be a people of compassion and a people of mercy and love and tenderness? Let us today reflect on what our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, has shown us and taught us, and the example he has given us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.